Today's Amud is Tainis Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yates Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, the middle of the line, Tan Rabbanam. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanam, we learned in the Braisa. Relatively famous story. Pam Achas Olu Kol Yisrael L'Regel Yerushalayim. That one time, all of Klal Yisrael, they went up to be Olu L'Regel, and they went to Yerushalayim. But there was no rain, there was no water. They didn't have water to drink. All of Klal Yisrael was in Yerushalayim, and there was a water shortage. So what did they do? Halach Nagdim ben Gurion, Eitzel Adoin Echad. So Nagdim ben Gurion, who was one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael, he went to a certain Adon, he went to a certain Hegmon, a certain Gaisha leader, and Amar Loi, and he said to this Adon, Halveni Shtei Mesre Mayonis Mayim, La'ayle Regalim, please lend me 12 wells of water for the Ayle Regalim, Vani Atin Lach, Shtei Mesre Mayonis Mayim, and I'll pay you back, I'll give you back another 12 wells of water. So what's the catch? V'meini Naisin Lacha, if I don't end up paying you back, Hareini Naisin Lacha, Shtei Mesre Kikar Kesef. I'm going to give you a large sum of money. I'm going to give you 12 bars of silver, which is a tremendous amount of money. And they made a set date that if Nagdima ben Gurion doesn't pay back this Adon by that date, then he's going to owe him 12 bars of silver, a tremendous amount of money. So the guy had a lot to gain from this. I mean, they hadn't had rain until then. That's why they needed the water. So it's very likely Nagdiman's not going to get his water. And Nagdima ben Gurion had bitachon that Noah Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let the Oile Regalim not have water. He's not going to let that happen. The Oile Regalim need water, so I'm going to do whatever I can. And Hashem's going to take care of the rest. So Lamaisa, what happened is that Kevin Shegiya Hazman, Velo Yardu Geshamim, it reached the time that he owed the Adon the water, and it still hadn't rained. So B'Shachris Shalach Loi, that morning that the deal was set to end, meaning the morning before it was going to end that night. So in the morning, right before Erev the due date. So on Erev the due date, on that morning, Shagar Li. So Shalach Loi, so the Adon sent to Nagdim ben Gurion, he sent him a message that Shagar Li Oymayim Oymoi Shiesh Li Biadcha, that you should send me, please, either the water or the money that you have in your hand. You owe me. So either give me the water or the money. So he was teasing him a shtickle. So Shalach Loi, so Nagdim ben Gurion sent back to the Adon, no, Adain Yesh Li Zman, I still have time. Kol Ayim Kulei Shalihu, the whole day is still mine. I still have the whole day to get you the water. Unbelievable bitachon. But Tzahrayim Shalach Loi, in the afternoon, the Adon said to Nagdim ben Gurion, okay, Shagar Li, Oymayim Oymoi, Sheish Li Biyadcha. Now it's time. Please send me either the water or the money that you have in your hand. It's a few hours left. So Shalach Loi, so Nagdim ben Gurion sent him, no, Adayin Yesh Li Shayis Bayayim, I still have time. But Mincha Shalach Loi, by already was his man, Mincha, Mamish, an hour or two before the end of the day, Shalach Loi, he sent to him, the Adon sent to Nagdim ben Gurion, Shagar Li, Oymayim Oymoi, Sheish Li Biyadcha, please send me either the water or the money. And Shalach Loi, and Nagdim once again sent back to the Adon, then no, Adayin Yesh Li Shayis Bayayim. I still have time. It's not the end of the day yet. So Ligleg Alav Oisayadoin. So the Adon started making fun. He started mocking Nagdim ben Gurion and Amar, and he said that Kol Hashana Kulo Yardu Geshamim. You had the whole year for it to rain. It didn't rain. The Achshav Yardu Geshamim. Now in the last hour of the day, now's when you think you're going to get your rain. Nichnas Beis Hamerchatz Besimcha. And so the Adon, he went into the bathhouse. He went to take a shower, and he was very happy. He was about to make a lot of money. And the Marsha points out that he went specifically to go take a shower, also to really mock the Yidden, as if to say, "Look, I have my water, and what you have." And he went and he was very sameach. He figured, I'm about to become a millionaire. Atcha Adon nichnas besimcha lebeis hamerchatz. While this Adon, you have to make a split screen now over here. On one side of the screen, you have the Adon going he was going besimcha into the beis hamerchatz. And at that same time, Nagdimoi nichnas lebeis hamikdash. And Nagdima ben Gurion was going into the beis hamikdash. Kishu Atzev, when he was sad, he had bitachon, so much so, the way the Alter Nevarik explains the story in Madrigas Adam, Bakashas HaShleimois, in Parakid Aleph, is that he had so much bitachon that he felt that even davening until this point, he felt that was like too much ishtadlus, and at this point now, then he started thinking that maybe he's having too much self-confidence in his own bitachon, and therefore maybe he does need to go daven. So the Maisi goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and he's a little bit down, and he puts on his davening, linen clothing. V'amar betfilin, he starts to daven, and Amar lefanav, he says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Galoy v'yadua lefanecha, you know the hidden things, you know what's going on in my mind, and you know, shaloy lechvaydi asisi, this whole thing was not for my honor, it's not that I wanted to get covered from this. V'loy lechvayd beis av asisi, I'm not doing this for my family's honor. Ela lechvaydcha asisi, I'm doing this for your honor, shiumayim mitzuyun la'oyle regalim. I did this so that the oyle regalim should have water, and I had bitachon in you that you were going to provide. And that was Nachman Ben Gurion's tefillah. That was his almost his taina on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he was answered miyad immediately. Niskashu shemayim ba'avim. Mamish at the end of the day, right before the close of the deal, niskashu shemayim ba'avim. The sky started to be filled with clouds. V'yardu geshamim, and it started to really rain down, not just a little bit. Achen ismalu shteim esrim ayon ismayim, until all the 12 wells were filled with water. V'haysiru, and there was even extra water than the 12 wells. So now, actually, Yatza Adam Yibes HaMirchatz, Nagdima Ben Gurion Yatza Yibes HaMikdash. The Adam, he was in the shower, he had no idea what was going on. He comes out of the shower, Nagdima Ben Gurion comes out of the Beis HaMikdash, and they meet each other. And Keshepagu Zebezeh, when they meet each other, so Amar Loi, so Nagdima Ben Gurion, it's his turn now to mock the Adoin. And he says to the Adoin that you owe me some money. Tainli d'mei mayim yoyser shiyeshli biyadcha. I told you I was going to give you 12 wells. Look, I'm giving you 12 wells and then some. So now you owe me money for all this extra water. So Amar Loi, so the Adoin says, not so fast. Not so fast. It seems like you won the bet, but I'm going to show you that you actually lost the bet. Yaideya ani shalai hirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu esay lama yala b'shvilcha. You should know, I know the truth. I know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu only stirred up the whole world for you. And afal pikein ela dayin yeshli pischein peolecha. But I still have the upper hand against you. I still won the bet. Sha'itzi mimcha es ma'isai. And I'm going to taina that you owe me money. I'm claiming my money from you. And the reason for that is shekvar shako chamo v'geshamim bershuzi yardu. The sun had already set. Look up at the sky. It's dark outside. The sun already set. The sun is gone. So the wells are already in my rishus. All the water that came down, that's my water. You didn't give me the 12 wells. The wells already went to me. So now it's all my water, and you owe me 12 bars of silver. Unbelievable. That's what this Adon tells Nachman Ben Gurion. I know that it all happened for you, but afal pikein, I'm not budging, I'm not bending, and you owe me my money. So Chazer v'nichnas the Beis HaMikdash, Nachman Ben Gurion saw the job wasn't finished. He went back into the Beis HaMikdash. Nisatev Amar B'tfilah. He went back to the place that he was standing. Like the Kohen Gadol, right? He put on his clothing again. He went back to where he was. He went back to Davin. V'amar lefanav, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Hayda sheyesh lecha ahuvim ba'olamcha. Please make it known that you have a cherished people in your world, that you're connected with us, that you're with us, that you're watching out for us. Let that be known, that you have loved ones in this world. And miyad nispazru ha'avim, the clouds went away. Uzarcha achama, and then we'll see later in the Gemara that really what happened was, it's not just that the sun was hidden, it's that the word Hashem actually made it that the sun actually like almost went backwards. So it went backwards a day. And ba'isa shah amar lai ha'adain, and so therefore what happened was that, let's say it was a Tuesday night, now it went back to Tuesday day, and Nachman Ben Gurion was able to win the bet. So ba'isa shah at that time amar lai ha'adain, the adain said to Nachman Ben Gurion, ilu lai niktara achama hayali pischein. That if the sun wouldn't have went back, so then I would have had a taino against you. That you owe me some money. Interesting last phrase, but that's what it says. So that was the story. The Paiskim actually bring up the story. They talk about in halacha what happens. Let's say a person misses man kriya shema. Let's say already it became a shaka achama. Already became nightfall. He missed and he forgot to say kriya shema. He doesn't. Would it help for him to go on to catch a flight and to go backwards in time? If you go fast enough, you could go backwards in time. So if he does such a thing, does that work? And now he could say Kriya Shema, like we see over here. You can't necessarily bring a raya. Here was just Nachman Ben Gurion talking to the guy. He was just telling the guy that, oh yeah, you know, now I don't owe you the money. That doesn't mean in the halacha this would be the case. It could even be that it wasn't even true that it was really Shkia, and just the guy thought it was Shkia. And so Nachman Kadosh Baruch Hu made this nace just that the guy would see things the way we do. But Al Kopan, and that's what the place can bring up from this Gemara in terms of halacha. But says the Gemara, the Tana, we learned in Abraisa, Lo Nakdima in Shemai Ela Buni Shemo. You should know that even though we always know him as Nachman Ben Gurion, his name wasn't actually Nachman Ben Gurion. It's not what he was called at the bris. He was called Buni. So why did he get this nickname Nagdimin Ben Gurion? It wasn't because he didn't like the name Buni. It's because because of this Maisa, or the Girsa of the Bachas, or the Bachas perhaps another Girsa. He says that Shaniktama, but not Shaniktara, but the Girsa we have is Shaniktara Chama Bavuroi. It seems to mean the same thing no matter what. That it means that the sun stopped because of him. The sun stopped because of his chus, and that's why he got the name Nakdimin Ben Gurion. And says the Gemara that Nakdimin Ben Gurion is actually in quite good company. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa that there was Shleisha Nikdama Lahem Chama Bavuran. There's three people in the history of the world that the sun stopped for them. Moshe Rabbeinu, V'Yeshua, V'Nakdimin Ben Gurion. That's the camp that Nakdimin Ben Gurion's in. He's with Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Ben Nun. So says the Gemara that Bishlam and Nakdimin Ben Gurion Gemara. I understand the Makar that we know that the sun stopped for Nakdimin Ben Gurion, that we have a Messiah, this story that we just said over. Yeshua, Nami, I understand what the Makar by Yeshua is. Krah, it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, when Yeshua was fighting with the Malchi HaMoiri, the Pasuk says, Yidai Mashemesh via Reach Haman. It says that the sun stood still. But where do we find that the sun stopped by Moshe Rabbeinu? So Amar Belazar Asiya Achil Achil. We learned it now, the Gzeir Shava of Achil Achil. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here by Moshe Rabbeinu that Achil tastes Pachtucha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I'm going to cause the Gayim to fear you, but the Lashon is Achil tastes Pachtucha. Ksiv Hasam, and it says by Yeshua, Achil Gadelcha. So you see Achil Achil, so just like by Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the sun stopped, and that caused Yeshua to get lots of honor. People were scared of Yeshua. So that's also what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer, that taste. The Gzer Shava is not from the word Achel Achel, it's from the word taste. Ksiv Hacha, the same Pasuk. It says by Moshe, Achel taste Pachtucha. Uksiv Hasam, and the word now that we're connecting to Yeshua is the word taste, because it says taste by Yeshua, it says B'yoyim taste Hashem es ha'amayri. Mamish by that Mochama, with the Amayri, it says this word of taste. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, third Makar, that Asya Migufei Dekra. We learn it now from the actual Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, not from Yeshua. We learn it from the Pasuk alone, from the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yishmon Shemacha V'Ragzu V'Chalu Mipanecha. It says that everyone's going to hear about it, the whole world's going to know about it, and they're all going to be scared from you. So, Amosai Ragzu V'Chalu Mipanecha. When and why is it that the whole world is going to be scared about you? When's that going to happen? B'Shash Niktam Aleicham Alamosha. What's going to happen that's going to cause the whole world to be scared of Moshe? What's something that they're all going to see? They're going to see the sun stopping. So that's the Makar that we know that the sun stopped by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah that V'chein Ir Yardu Aleha Gishamim. Now if you have a country and one of the cities in the country it doesn't rain and it rains in the other city, so then they fast, and the Gemara brought the Mishnah brought a pasuk that Kadosh Baruch Hu says I'm going to make it rain. The lashon of the pasuk is V'himtarti Al Ir Achas V'Al Ir Achas Le'amtir Chalka Achas Timatir V'Goymer. That's the pasuk that we brought in the Mishnah, one of the klalos that it says Kadosh Baruch Hu says I'm going to make it rain in one city and the other city, I'm not going to make it rain. So now, the Pashtus, when you read such a pasuk, it seems like who's the klala for? It, the klala is only on the city that it doesn't rain. You have a city that it doesn't rain, and a city that it does rain. So the klala is for the city that it doesn't rain. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ushtehen leklala. There's actually a curse for both cities. And I believe we had this earlier, that the curse even for the city that it does rain is because Timater, it's going to be a Makoy Matar, they're going to get too much rain. So here you have an example of a pasuk that when you read it, it seems like it might be something positive. The city, one of the cities is going to get rain, and really we're touching it up that no, really it's a klala. So on that note, we're going to really say the opposite. The Gemara is going to bring different psukim where it seems like it's a klala, and we're going to touch it up that really it's a bracha. So the pasuk says, Haisa Yushalayim Lenida Beineyam. It says in Eicha that Yushalayim after the Chorban is going to be like, is like a Nida. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it's a bracha. It's actually giving us, it's actually telling us a bracha that it's Kenida. What's it mean that it's like a Nida? That Yushalayim is like a Nida. Ma Nida Yesh Laheter, just like a Nida. After 7 days, eventually she goes to the mikvah and she becomes mutter again to her husband. Af Yushalayim Yesh LaTakana, so to Yushalayim, the Navi is telling us, do tshuva. There's a takana, it's not gone forever. You do tshuva, and eventually we'll get Yerushalayim back. Haisa kalmana, and the pasuk also says in Eicha that Yerushalayim is like an almana. So it says the Gemara that Amrav Yehuda, the bracha, it's also telling us it's like a bracha. What's it mean? What's it mean? How is it like being like an almana, a bracha? Because it's ka'almana v'lay almana mamish. It's only like an almana. It's like a widow, but it's not mamish a widow. Elo, so what is it? It's ki'isha shahalach baylu l'medina sayam. Like a woman that her husband went for business. He went to a different country. V'dayte lachzer aleha. But his das is still to come back. So in a certain sense, she's like an almana. She doesn't have a husband, she can't get married to someone else, and she's living alone. But on the other hand, it's not mamash and almana, her husband's gonna come back, and so too, that's our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's gonna come back, we're gonna have it back, we're gonna have Yerushalayim back, and it's just gone until we do tshuva. The Pasuk says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I'm gonna make you embarrassed, I'm gonna make you despised people and low people. I'm Rav Yehuda Lebracha, it's actually telling us a bracha. So, like, mukmi mina. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the Goyim are not going to appoint us as the tax collectors or the different police officers, who are people that generally aren't liked too much, and so because we're going to be so low, they're not going to give us these positions, which is actually a bracha. The Pasuk says, "Zehika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yano nakane b'mayim." This is Achi Ashiloini talking, one of the Nevi'im, and he tells us that Hashem is going to hit us. He's going to hit us like a wind, like the wind hits a reed in water. So I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda commented on this Pasuk, which sounds like Achi Ashiloini is giving us a curse, and he said that Amar Vina Marav, it's actually Lebracha. What's the Bracha? The Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Ma'ay Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? That Nemanim Pitzei Oyev, V'natareis Neshikai Sainei, that Nemanim Pitzei Oyev, that you could rely on the hits of someone who's your friend. That's better, V'natareis Neshikai Sainei, that's better than the kisses that come from an enemy. It's better a hit from a friend than a kiss from an enemy. So what's this all referring to? And how is this Pasuk of how is that a bracha? Explains the Gemara like this. Explains the Gemara that Taiva Killa Taiva Klala Shekilo Lachi Ashilayni Es Yisrael Yaisim Ribracha Shebircham Bila Marasha. Now this pasuk about the reed, that's actually a bracha, and even though it seems like it's a curse, that curse is better than what seemed like was a bracha from Bilam. Everything's the opposite. This curse that seemingly a curse that Achi Ashilayni gave us, that's better than the bracha that Bilam gave us. How do you see that? How do you see from Achi Ashilayni that his curse wasn't so bad? Says the Gemara that Achi Ashilayni killed on Bekane. When Achi Ashilayni, when he cursed Klal Yisrael, and when he told us that Hashem's going to hit us, he said that we're going to be hit like a reed. Amar Lehem Li Yisrael. And so what Achi Ashilayni was telling Klal Yisrael was like this. V'hika Hashem is Yisrael kasher yonu nakane. Makane zeh. Just like this reed. It's oimei b'makei mayim. It stands in the water. U'gizoy machlef. And when it gets cut, so eventually it grows back. U'shurashav merubin. It has a lot of deep roots. V'afilu koru. And even when all the winds in the world come and they blow it, it doesn't uproot it. The reed, when it's windy, so the reed will bend. The reed goes along with the winds, it gets bent, but it doesn't actually get uprooted. And then eventually, the winds stop, and and eventually the reed, it sticks in its place, it goes back to its place, it goes back to its original place. So the Marsha explains is that so too Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we're aimdim b'makei mayim, mayim ein mayim el ha-Torah. And when we go into Galus, we never stop our connection with the Torah, we have our deep roots. And because we have these deep roots, so even when there's these winds, even when we have all the winds of the secular culture that try to knock us down, and yeah, sometimes we do move around, but ultimately we get back to our place, we come back, and we get back to Eretz Yisrael. That was the curse of Achi Ashilayni, so to speak. He gave us a curse, we're going to get hit, but he also, there was a silver lining. It was really a bracha that were like this kane. Ava Bilam HaRasha, but when it comes to the bracha, Bilam HaRasha, he was Berchon Be'erez. He gave Klai Sol a bracha that were like a cedar tree. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ka'arazim. Now, that's not really a bracha, because Ma'erez Zeh Eino Oimei B'makomayim. The cedar tree doesn't live by the water. Ve'en Gizoy Machlef. And it doesn't grow back. If you cut down the cedar tree, it doesn't grow back. Ve'ein shurash of merubin, and it doesn't have such deep roots. And afilu kol ruchah sheba'olam, And even though it's true that when winds come, it doesn't knock down the heavy, the big cedar tree, but still eventually, if you have a very strong south wind come, so it comes and it completely uproots the cedar tree and it knocks it down on its face. So Bilam's bracha was really a curse for Klal Yisrael, that even though we could withstand all the winds, but eventually Edom, the strong wind, the strong south wind, referring to Edom, the Darim, the Edom, that's going to come, Edom's going to come, and they're going to knock us down. That was the, so to speak, bracha of Bilam HaRasha. So that's the meaning of the pasuk, that Neman and Pitzei Oyev, Venataris Neshikoi Soine, that better the hit, the klala, from the friend, better than the kiss from the enemy, better than the bracha from Bilam HaRasha. And with that, we also explain what the pasuk means, that Achi Ashileini told us Vihika Shemes Yisrael Kasher Yonin Akane, that that was really a bracha. And now that we mentioned that Klai Yisrael is compared to Akane, so the Gemara says, "Uloi oi, there's another mailu about Akane." That the kana, the rita zeicha, that's where we make from this kana a kumis, a pen to write lichtoiv by sefer Torah neviim uksuvim, to write all the different sifrei Tanakh. We use this kumis, we use this reed. So that's also another my love, this kana.